Don't kill your brother. Don't kill your brother. That's the teaching in the Torah portion of Parshas Vayeshev. You'll say, whoa, too extreme. Me? I'm going to kill my brother? Come on, nah, that would never happen. That could never happen. Really? It could never happen? Well, here's some news. If you hate him, it can happen. The Torah describes the hatred of the brothers towards Yosef. Their jealousy, their hatred. Three times the Torah uses that word and describes their hatred for their brother Yosef. The message that I'd like to present is that hatred is the gateway sin. Kind of like, marijuana is the gateway drug. Hatred is the gateway sin. Because no one ever just hits someone for no reason, right? Hitting follows hating. Hating leads to hitting. And let me prove that. The Torah says so explicitly in Parshas Kisetze, in Perek Chafei, chapter 25 of Deuteronomy, where it says, Ki natsu hanashim, when people will be arguing and fighting, right? There's tension between them. Continues the Torah, that continues the Pasuk, right? Dot, 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 makehu, he will hit him. Says Rashi on the spot, he will hit him. Why? They were just arguing. They were just having an argument. There is a klal, a principle that the Torah assumes and takes an axiom. If you argue, if you will have contempt with another person, you will be violent. You will be violent. It's just a matter of time. Right? You might say, wait a second, but I know someone who argued. I know I've hated and argued with people and I haven't been violent. Really? Take a look. Take a look at what it says in Sefer Dvarim, Perek Chav Zayin Chav Dalet, Deuteronomy 27:24, where it says, where it describes someone who strikes and hits their friend in stealth, quietly, silently. What does that mean? He sucker punches him from without him seeing? Sort of. There, Rashi describes, what does it mean, someone who hits their friend secretly? It refers to someone who strikes them with negative words. Gossip, speaks down about them, speaks badly about them towards other people. There isn't anybody who is free of such a sin. Who are those people who you speak negatively against? Most especially, people you argue with, people you don't like, people you feel negatively about, people, your enemies, people you hate. If you hate, you will hit. Hating leads to hitting. Hitting follows hating. Therefore, the story which is demonstrated in this week's Torah portion, right, is a demonstration of this exact idea. It started with hatred, and then more hatred, then more hatred, and then you kill your brother. What an exhibition of an ugly human axiom, right? So, essentially, the verse in Deuteronomy reads, "When you argue, you will hit your brother." Ki natsu anashem. When you fight, you will hit. When you hate you will become violent. This is a scary and intimidating message and idea, and we need to take it seriously because there is so much hatred around us, right? And ultimately, without us realizing, somehow that ends up turning into violence, and that's the last thing we want. So let's take care and be especially sensitive to allowing ourselves to have enemies, allowing ourselves to have arguments, allowing ourselves to have disagreements and hatred between us and our fellow family members and fellow humans. Shabbat Shalom.